This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The first batch of results from Monday's Iowa Democratic caucuses have come in after about 21 hours of delay, 21 hours past the caucuses themselves, with 62% of the districts reporting. Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor from Indiana, took 26.9% of the vote. He was followed by Bernie Sanders, with 25%. Elizabeth Warren with 18.3% and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15.6%. Iowa State Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price recently made a public apology for the delay.
The reporting of the results and circumstances surrounding the 2020 Iowa Democratic Party caucuses were unacceptable. As chair of the party, I apologize deeply.
Price made that apology about an hour ago. He said the party plans to get to the bottom of the situation.
A thorough, transparent, and independent examination of what occurred yesterday will follow.
Next stop for the candidates is the New England state of New Hampshire. On the eve of his expected Senate acquittal on impeachment charges, President Trump has focused tonight on reintroducing himself as a leader who's made things better for American voters. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he often does, the president will highlight the economy. Experts wonder what other issues will be a focus, or if they'll even get a mention, like Ukraine and the coronavirus. Will he announce an Afghanistan troop withdrawal? He's likely to mention GOP unity, especially after the Iowa caucuses debacle for Democrats. And then there's the woman sitting behind him. The president and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi haven't even spoken since a tense meeting here in October. Will the president even mention impeachment? Bill Clinton did not say the word during his State of the Union in 1999.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning that false information circulating on social media about the new coronavirus is hampering efforts to tackle the epidemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Sylvie Briand is the director of WHO's Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness Unit. Briand tells VOA that getting the right message out to the public is not always easy.
But I think it's a challenge of the 21st century, because we are all beneficiaries of those extremely intense and fast communication, but also we could be the victims of it. So I think this is why it's very important to characterize the phenomenon and to develop methods to tackle it appropriately.
Briand says confronting false information head-on is not censorship. Rather, she says, it is a way of responding to people's concerns in the best way possible, given the evidence that exists at the moment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Paul Whelan, the former American Marine being held in Moscow on espionage charges, has lost an appeal to be released from custody under supervision. Reuters' Beth Timmons reports it means he'll remain jailed until at least March, when his formal trial is set to take place.
Whelan has been in detention since agents from Russia's Federal Security Service seized him in a Moscow hotel room in December 2018, during what Whelan says was a personal trip as a tourist. He denies the spying charges and says he was framed, but could face 20 years in prison if found guilty. After the court hearing, Whelan's lawyer said four countries are ready to host his client and that they'd ask for house arrest. At court hearings over the past year, Whelan, who holds US, British, Canadian and Irish passports, has asked these four governments for help. Moscow says Whelan was caught red-handed with a computer flash drive containing classified information. Whelan says he was set up in a sting operation and had thought the drive, given to him by a Russian acquaintance, contained holiday photos.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons reporting. The United Nations envoy to Libya said Tuesday the country's warring sides are working to establish a lasting ceasefire. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, Ghassan Salameh said that all sides were working to transform a truce that was put in place at a conference in Berlin earlier this month into a real agreement on a lasting ceasefire.
And we started yesterday to discuss with them a long list of points on our agenda, starting on an attempt to transform the truce into a more solid one.
Salameh also said the UN has evidence that non-Libyan fighters have continued to join the conflict and that both sides have received new equipment in violation of an arms embargo. Marissa Milton, VOA News.